Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 49, Anime Episode 41. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 41?
The title of Episode 41 was Luffy's Best, Nami's Courage, and the Straw Hat. And after our little recap from last episode, we come to Nami facing off against Arlong. And she, she said she was here to kill him. And he laughs at that, and he reminds her that she's tried to kill him many times with salt and poison, all kinds of ways. And everybody's like, oh my god, really? So he says he's going to give her a choice. Arlong is going to let her choose if she gives up and she remains his map maker, then he will spare Kokoyashi Village. But if she chooses to side with these losers that he's been beating up on, namely the other members of the pirate crew, then everyone will die. And something to note that's just an interesting visual metaphor that's happening in this sequence is that they keep intercutting the confrontation between Nami and Arlong with a butterfly coming closer and closer to a spider's web and a spider waiting in the web to trap the butterfly. And as the tension mounts, the butterfly gets closer to the spider and almost gets caught in the web. But then Nami makes her decision, and she turns to the villagers and shouts, "Everyone, will you die with me?" And of course, they're all pumped up to fight, so they shout, "Yes, I!" And that moment, we cut back to the butterfly escaping the web. So it's actually a very interesting visual counterpoint to the action of the scene. Meanwhile, we cut to underwater, and Nojiko is taking her turn at doing chest compressions on Luffy, really trying to get him to actually come back to full life. And it finally works. He finally, this big burst of water comes up out of him, and this big water spout comes up out of his mouth. And in fact, a minute later, Arlong is actually commenting, "I don't remember that we have a fountain over there." Meanwhile, up top, Zoro tells Sanji that 30 seconds is all he can, run interference for Sanji. And Sanji dives into the water. And that's about when Arlong says, "I don't remember a water fountain there." Meanwhile, Luffy, still having his head held up out of the water by Gen-san. And Gen-san is like, "Come on, you got to come back to life." And Luffy's like, "Where's your pinwheel? That was so cool." And he's like, "What are you talking about that for now? This is not the time for that." Meanwhile, amidst all this, Usopp returns and announces that he has defeated Chu. And the butterfly we see is on the Straw Hat now. So we're continuing this butterfly metaphor. And Hachi, who's been down for the count, he tries to get up, but he's very weak, and Usopp tries to shoot that rubber band trick again, shooting it, but it just goes sideways. It's just totally pointless, and everybody's like, what are you doing? So Zoro attacks Arlong, and his sword clashes with the swordfish nose of the merman, but the nose is unbreakable. And Hachi, flinches as, though he thought that the rubber band was for him. And he shouts to Zoro that he will now kill his Nakama in the water. And Arlong says, "You'll all be dead soon enough." And he lunges, attacking Zoro with his swordfish nose. And of course, the buddies are like, "Aniki!" And then we see Nojiko is still trying to pull Luffy's legs free of the concrete underwater. And Sanji motions for her to get clear, and she swims up past Sanji. But we see Hachi is diving fast after Sanji with Taioka Punch, or Octopus Ball Punch. And it looks bad because Nojiko gets in the way. And meanwhile, Arlong now holds a broken Zoro aloft. He's all beat up and bleeding, and oh, it looks bad. And to add insult to injury, Arlong rips off that chest bandage, and everybody recoils in horror because the wound is so terrible. But it's so terrible that it gives Arlong pause, and Arlong thinks, what kind of man could actually live with a wound like that? You know, I mean, it speaks to the inner strength of Zoro, and Arlong thinks, I must kill him now while I can, before it's too late. But Zoro starts to chuckle. He's laughing in the face of death, and Zoro says, if you take it easy, the wounds won't open. And Arlong says, oh, that's all you have to say? But Zoro wasn't talking about himself. He meant Octopus Guy. And Zoro says, I told you before, we've already won this game. And we see down in the water what becomes of poor Hachi, that his overexertion has caused the wound Zoro inflicted to explode open. And so Nojiko is spared. And Zoro then smash kicks the concrete block and frees Luffy's legs. And Luffy begins to rise. His body begins to expand, and you know, as he rises up and explodes into the air, high into the air, and he shouts, I'm back! And the villagers rejoice as Luffy stretches his arms in free fall, and he snatches Zoro away from Arlong and says, switch! And Zoro goes flying as Luffy sails down on Arlong. And Luffy just goes to town on Arlong. Gomo gomo no kane, bell. Then Muchi, whip. Then Pistoru, pistol. Then Gataringu, Gatalingan. And Arlong is smashed into the rubble. But he rises and he says, did you think that that would do anything? And Luffy cracks his knuckles and says, no, just warming up. And meanwhile, Zoro has collapsed on some steps near the seawall. And he's, you know, trying to recover. Luffy seems unfazed by Arlong's threats. He's just doing stretches and, you know, getting all limbered up while everyone else waits to see if Luffy will live or die from this encounter. The outcome of this fight will determine everyone's fate. And Arlong asks if Luffy knows the difference between them. And Luffy's like, noses? Chins? Oh, it's the webs between the fingers. Arlong gets pissed. He's enraged. He rises up. No, it is our very race. And Arlong snaps at Luffy like a shark lunging. Luffy ducks and retreats. And, you know, Arlong keeps snatching at him and finally tries to bite Luffy, smashes him against a pillar. But Luffy rubber bands his head away just at the last second. And Arlong instead bites into the stone column and just shatters the whole thing. And then Luffy runs away. He's like, ooh, scary. And Arlong says he'll now show Luffy his true superiority. And Luffy smiles and says, yeah, show me. But there's no way he's going to lose to Fishmen. Luffy says, I'm going to be the Pirate King. To be continued.
Who is Nojiko?
This is Nojiko, Nami's foster sister. Nojiko is underwater in this scene, so she's holding her breath big time. But Nojiko has blue hair with her traditional, her customary red bandana holding her hair back. She's got a yellow top. She has tattoos on her chest and arms, but a lot of them are covered up by the bandage from the gunshot wound that she sustained to her right shoulder in an earlier episode.
Who is Hachan? Or Hachi.
This is Hachan, or Hachi, the octopus man. He is a merman. He has six arms, lots of big octopus suckers on each arm. He has a big sort of fishy muzzle mouth and starfish-type hair. He wears a red and gold-striped bathing suit most of the time, an old-fashioned kind of bathing suit. He's really beat up in this moment because he's still recovering from the damage that Zoro did to him in their previous encounter.
Who is Arlong?
This is Arlong, head of the Arlong Pirates. Arlong is a merman. He is incredibly strong. He has grayish blue skin with a swordfish type long nose and shark teeth. He has a big red sun tattoo on his pectoral, and he likes to wear a kind of a yellow and black Hawaiian shirt, a purple sash, and sort of a winter cap. He also has a big shark fin on the back of his neck and body.
Who is Roro Noah Zoro?
This is Zoro, or Roro Noah Zoro, the master swordsman. He is a member of Luffy's crew. He is currently wearing his blue Hawaiian type shirt, his green headscarf. He has two of his three swords visible in shot. He often fights with three sword style. One sword in his teeth and a sword in each hand. And currently he is pretty beat up and bandaged from his encounter with Mihawk. But also he's been fighting with the other characters of Arlong's crew.
Who is Johnny?
Who is Yosaku?
Who is Nami?
The character on screen left is Johnny. Wearing his traditional blue sweater, black pants, sort of grayish, grayish pants, black shirt. He wears sunglasses and has tattoos on one side of his face. And he's pretty beat up from having fought Arlong's crew in a previous episode. Next to him, in the middle frame, is Yosaku. He's wearing the outfit he always wears, which is sort of a long green sweater with yellow shorts and a black shirt. He wears sort of a fighter's cap, and he's also really beat up from his previous battles with Arlong's crew. And then on the right side of frame is Nami, wearing a Luffy's straw hat on top of her head. Nami has orangish hair. She wears a green top and darker green leggings, and she's currently carrying her staff, and she's very bandaged up on her left arm from where she hurt her hand and also where she stabbed her own left shoulder.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
And this is Monkey D. Luffy, fresh from the sea, where he is now back to his normal self. He's wearing his traditional red vest. He's got his unkempt black hair and a big smile on his face because he is re-energized and ready to do battle with Arlong.
What was the setting in this episode?
Episode 41 took place, again, primarily at Arlong Park and also in the sea, at the seabed in front of Arlong Park. Apart from the recap at the beginning, which showed us, you know, some of the forest path and the rice paddy scenes from the previous episode, I believe pretty much everything took place at Arlong Park. It's become much more devastated than it was at the beginning. There are holes in several walls, including the wall that Sanji punched Kurobi or all the way through in the previous episode. So you know, some of the roofs on the front of the building have been shattered. One of the columns was shattered in this episode by Arlong's teeth. Yeah, generally the place is getting pretty beat up.
What were the special moves for this episode?
The first special move called out by Hachi, Taioki Punch, or Octopus Ball Punch. Then, when Luffy was freed and rejuvenated, he attacked Arlong with a number of special moves. Gomo Gomo no Kane, or bell. Then Gomogomo no Muchi, or whip. Followed by Pistoru, pistol. Followed by Gataringu, Gatling gun.
Aha, very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
Well, that was a good episode. I'm glad to see Luffy back. And looking forward to this. Hopefully next week will be this final confrontation between Luffy and Arlong. Be very curious to see how Luffy might actually defeat such a terrible foe.
Very good, indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 41. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!